Give me an experience of, say, one day's experience working with him.
Oh, one day we were supposed to record a song. We were supposed to record a song, and we didn't know the song. Dean and Jerry and I didn't know the song so well, so we recorded the song with a paper in our hand, naturally. So they said, next day we're going to rehearse the song, and then we're going to give the record, and then we're going to shoot next day. But this didn't happen like that. Next day we shoot the number. You know?
No.
We shoot the number next day. But it was all right. It was very good.
What do you do in it?
I sing two songs with Dean and Jerry do my imitation.
How does...
Terrific. He do my imitation like nobody else. Dresses Carmen Miranda with the bananas and things, big shoes, and he sings, Mama, 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 Yo Quiero.
And he does a real expert impression.
Terrific. Terrific.
He's such a talented kid.
Yeah.
Carmen, many things have happened since you first appeared on Broadway in a play, I believe, called Streets of Paris.
Streets of Paris, yeah.
You worked with a couple of zanies in that, I believe, Olson and Johnson.
No, Streets of Paris was Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello.
And then Sons of Fun was Olson and Johnson.
That's right. Well, I saw the one with Abbott and Costello, Streets of Paris.
Streets of Paris.
And then I guess I'm one of the first people who saw you in your first appearances in America.
Yes.
Then after that, Rudy Vallee brought you to great national fame.
Yeah, I did about 19 broadcasts with Rudy Vallee that time and Lou Holtz.
Now, after that, then, you were completely discovered for motion pictures.
Yeah, after that, well, I signed in New York for Don Argentine Way at the same time when Daryl Zanuck signed as Betty Grable for the part of the Don Argentine Way, remember?
Yes, I do. How many pictures did you make altogether?
About 19.
But you don't consider that the first aim now in your life, do you? In other words, you make pictures, say, one every year or two or three a year.
Yeah.
But mostly your fun and your biggest income is from touring.
From stage.
And going around.
Yeah.
Do you prefer it that way?
I like better because you don't need to stay here all the time, you see, because when I was in the contract, once in a while I went to go to New York to work because I like the applause of the people. I come from stage and I like to feel the people. And I like the reaction of the people. I like to put a pretty dress and walk in, they applauding. And in movies you don't have that, you see. But once in a while I think movies are good for your name.
Oh, sure.
If it's a good picture come along, you do it. If you don't come a good picture, don't do it. Go on stage because you always have your name to go on stage anyway.
Of course, you are unique in this business in that most actors, when they are under contract to a motion picture, they have to make the picture or else
or
take a suspension.
Not. When they're not, yeah.
Then when they're not making a picture, they have nothing else to do. They can't go right on tour and go into nightclubs,
yeah.
Very few of them.
Well, I'm lucky, you know, very lucky.
Where did you start?
In Brazil.
How old were you when you came to this country then?
When I came
pretty
here?
Pretty much of a child.
Can you hear when I came here? 29.
29?
29.
You're just a child. How long have you been here in Beverly Hills and in this lovely house?
About 5 years.
And do you you keep it up when you're not in town?
Well, I have a maid always keep the house for me.
And do you always look forward to getting back to it?
Oh, yes, and how. Look, it's such a wonderful thing to come back.
It's a lovely house, too. You know, now talking as a successful businesswoman, Carmen, and a top entertainer, what do you consider is the biggest failing of American women who attempt to become businesswomen?
Oh, I'm a very bad businesswoman myself.
Are you?
Yes.
Yet you maintain your office here in your house.
Yes. I have sense for business. I can see when something go wrong, you see. But not because you can say that I'm not a bad businesswoman. The reason is that I invent my hats, I invent my shoes, I invent my dress, I have the ideas for my songs, and I know exactly what the people like. I have the taste for the things that the people like. But when the moment comes to talk about...
Money.
Money and this and taxes and things, then I got all lost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then how do you manage to
overcome
that?
Well, I have a business
that?
Manager, and I have William Moore's office, and I have my husband to help me too.
Well, then you have a perfect arrangement. And by the way, do you think that American women, with all the women that you've seen throughout your appearances in the world, are more beautiful than any other kind of women?
The American woman?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And why?
Oh, I don't know. They have that freshness, that...
Youthfulness.
Youthful, yeah. And the mentality is so clean. In my, because I'm a Latin, I can talk in a viewpoint of they're nice to talk to, because I've been working so many shows with so many American girls and American boys, you know, and always have a wonderful time, because they just like, pretty soon I feel like an American girl myself, you see.
I find that very, very interesting, and I think that our American girls listening will like that, and the boys.
Is that real true? I always talk even to my Brazilian people, and they come to America, they'll say to me, they say, all the American girls are, and I said, well, you should get more acquaintance with them if you know English, because they're wonderful girls. I think they really are, the boys and the girls, they're wonderful.
Have any ideas of how...
By the way, Sunday now, I'm going to have a party for all the girls who work with me in the picture and the boys. They dance with me in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Six girls and six boys, they're all going to come for a party and swimming with me. I love them, you know.
Who are any of them known?
No, just the girls do. The dancing girl works with me in the picture. I always, the people who work with me, you know, I like them all, you know, directors, everybody, I love them. But I always go to the little girls and little boys, they're just starting, you know. They think they come close to you and you're a person, and they say, but she's probably not going to talk to me, you know. Pretty soon when you start talking to them, they like, you know, and I feel very good, you know.
Well, that's the good life of a good entertainer.
Yeah, that's the way I like it, because... I feel good when they come around me, they ask me this, what perfume you have here today, it's wonderful, I like your slacks, and I like, and the girls, you know, I love them. Just have a wonderful time with them.
Tell me, do you think that American women, Carmen, are individual enough?
I think so.
Think so.
Definitely.
And that they, obviously then, if you think they're so attractive, you must think then that their makeup and hairdress and styles are...
I think it's the best in the world. The proof is that all the Latin places and all the... I know, because when I was in Brazil, I tried to cop the American girls myself. You see what I mean? I tried to cut my hair the way they cut them, or I tried to make my eyebrows the way they do it, and I tried to cop the American girls. Now, like me, all the Latin girls like to cop the American girls. In Portugal, the same. And even in Paris, I believe, they have their own fashion. The French people, you know, they're famous of the dress and everything, but they still cop something of the American people.
Of course, you've
all
learned...
the word.
Mm-hmm. You've learned one important thing, that there's nothing like being yourself.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
Because your entire success is based on you being
personality,
you.
Personality, yeah.
Your personality.
Yeah.
You're quite a fun-loving girl. I wonder if you have found Hollywood parties fun.
Yes, some of the Hollywood parties are very a lot of fun.
Have you ever found them important to your career? Attending Hollywood parties, being social in Hollywood.
Sometimes it's important. Sometimes I think some parties I should go and I must go because, not because I'm going to meet so-and-so, it's so important, because this doesn't mean anything to me, you see. Because if they need me, they'll call me anyway. If they need me, they're going to call me. If I'm in China, in Japan, they have a part, Carmen must do the part, they're going to call me anyway. But because sometimes I have invitation to go to parties, I like that particular party because some people go there, I like them. So I know I'm going to have a good time there with them. That's all.
That's the best answer I've heard on that subject for a long time, Carmen.
I think it should be popular. I mean, if a girl just come to Hollywood, it's important that she goes to be seen, because if she have she start a career, she needs to be seen with important people and important parts, because she just start her career. But after you establish yourself, I think you should better stay in your house once in a while and bring your friends to your house.
And as you say, let them call you if you're in China, Japan, Venezuela.
Yeah, if they really need you, they call you.
They'll
find you, yeah.
Have you been listening to the Republican convention this past week?
Oh, I'll tell you something. I and politicians, I'm dead.
I was curious to know, because after all, it's about the only thing that's been on the air and on TV, and if you had been listening or looking at it, I just wanted to get an opinion from you.
Oh, I tell you...
Well, let me ask you, do you know that Eisenhower and Taft at this moment are fighting for the Republican nomination?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any feeling one way or the other about them?
Not particularly, because I'm living here and I think everything is so beautiful in America, and I think everything is so wonderful that for me, because I'm not a political woman, you know, if they're nice, I mean, it's all right. If one goes and if he's good, fine. The other one goes good, it's fine too.